And who was it that had to be Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah imprisoned to the extent that he died in prison, except for the people of the desires, the deviant sects, those who constantly incite discord within this nation. And we had the point that the most despicable of all these deviant sects, they're all despicable, and the most despicable of all of them are the Rafida, the Rawafid, the Rafida, Shia, and the Mu'tazila, and the Jahmiya. Because they drive people towards ta'til, towards total negation. Total negation of Allah's attributes altogether. And towards heresy, zandaqa, rejection of the book and the sunnah. And then we had the point with regard to the companions, radiallahu anhum, that anyone who speaks against any companion, then in doing so he only actually intends to attack Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He's attacking a companion, but behind it there will be an intention to make an attack upon Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Just as is done by the Rafidah Shia. They curse and attack the Sahaba, and in doing so they are attacking those whom Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam took as his companions, those who he accompanied, he took them as people to accompany him, people that he praised. So in attacking those people, they're automatically attacking the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That look at the people he took as companions, look at the people he praised, who they were upon their saying that they were not deserving of being taken as companions, they were not deserving of this praise. So this is actually attack upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Indeed, as Shaykh al-Fawzan pointed out, this is an attack upon the Quran, because Allah the Most High praises the companions in the Quran, and he gave a list of ayahs where the companions are praised. So this is even an attack upon the Quran. When someone comes along and starts to attack the Sahaba, the companions, they're attacking Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they're attacking the Quran. And as he said, this is abuse against Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not just abuse. One who abuses the companions or any of them, then they're not just abusing the companions, they're abusing Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst he is in his grave. Shaykh Fawzan made the point that this matter of abusing Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this grave sin, is not just restricted to his lifetime. Even after his passing away, it's still this great grave sin. And in abusing his companions, you're abusing him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhu. And then we had the point, finally, with regard to if you see an evildoer, a sinner, but he is a person of the Sunnah, then sitting with him, this fasiq, this major sinner, sitting with him is better than sitting with an innovator. No matter what the innovator is upon, the mubtadi', the person of bid'ah, no matter what he's upon with regard to apparent righteousness, sitting with a person of the Sunnah, even though he's an evildoer, a wicked person, it's better that you sit with that person than something like that. Better than sitting with the innovator. And Shaykh al-Fawzan made the point, if this is the case, then how about sitting with the person of the Sunnah who is not an evildoer? Or sitting with the person of the Sunnah who adheres to his deen, who adheres to the commands of the deen and is upon righteousness, even more so that you should sit with him and keep his company. And Shaykh al-Fawzan just made the important point that this is not an invitation to sit with people who have sinned, that we go and sit and deliberately seek out to sit with evildoers and sinners and the like. This is not the case, but rather this is meant by the author, rahimahullah, as a comparison. That the comparison between sitting with a person of the Sunnah who is a sinner, the one who commits sins, that is not as bad and not as severe as sitting with an innovator. It's not as serious as that. Rather, it's more serious and worse that you sit with an innovator. Then Imam Abu Barbahari, rahimahullah, he carried on with this point, and he said what occurs here on page 229: وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الرَّجُلَ مُجْتَهِدًا فِي الْعِبَادَةِ مُتَقَشِّفًا مُحْتَرِقًا بِالْعِبَادَةِ صَاحِبَ هَوَى فَلَا تَجْلِسْ مَعَهُ وَلَا تَسْمَعْ كَلَامَهُ وَلَا تَمْشِ مَعْهُ فِي طَرِيقٍ فَإِنِّي لَا آمَنُ أَنْ تَسْتَحْلِيَ طَرِيقَهُ فَتَهْلَكَ مَعْهُ. He said, and if you see a man striving hard upon worship, upon ibadah, living a life of abstention from all worldly comforts, consuming himself with worship, but he is a person of the innovated sects, then do not sit with him, and do not listen to his speech, and do not walk with him upon any path. For I do not feel secure that you will not eventually come to regard his way as something pleasing, and thus go to destruction along with him. Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, he said, he's saying, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الرَّجُلَ مُجْتَهِدًا فِي الْعِبَادَةِ مُتَقَشِّفًا مُحْتَرِقًا بِالْعِبَادَةِ صَاحِبَ هَوَى فَلَا تَجْلِسْ مَعْهُ وَلَا تَسْمَعْ كَلَامَهُ. And if you see a man striving hard upon ibadah, striving hard upon worship, mutaqashifan, living the life of a person keeping away from the luxuries of this world, ascetic life, consuming himself, wasting himself away through worship, but he is a sahibu hawa, he's a person of desires, meaning a person of the innovated sects, then do not sit with him and do not listen to his speech. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, Hafidhullah, so do not be deceived by the fact that the mubtadi', the innovator, manifests pious practices and worship and zuhud, abstention from the necessary things of this world, and a life of abstention, and prays during the night, prays the night prayer during the night, as long as he has hawa, innovated desires, he's upon one of the innovated sects, and innovation, then do not be lax concerning him. Don't be easygoing concerning him. Keep away from him totally. As one of the Salaf said, اقتصادٌ في سنة خيرٌ من اجتهادٍ في بدعة. That he said, acting moderately upon a sunnah is better than striving hard upon an innovation. And in the footnote they mentioned, this is reported by Tabarani in Al-Mu'jam al-Kabir, and Muhammad ibn Nasr, and Marwazi, meaning in his book Kitab al-Sunnah, and Ibn Battah in Al-Ibana, from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, as his statement. It's a statement to the companion, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu. That acting moderately upon the sunnah is better than striving hard upon innovation. And he said, he's saying, وَلَا تَمْشِ مَعَهُ فِي طَرِيقٍ, and do not walk with him upon any path. Shaykh Fawzan said, this is attached to what preceded with regard to the warning against accompanying the innovators and sitting with the innovators. And the Messenger warned against this, saying, إِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ, and beware of newly introduced affairs. In the footnote they mention that verification of this or researching of this has proceeded. As we had a number of times before, this is the famous hadith of Al-Irba'ad ibn Sariyah radiallahu anhu, reported by Ahmad, Abu Dawud, At-Tirmidhi ibn Majah and others, and declared sahih by Shaykh al-Albani, the famous hadith with regard to innovations. So Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ, beware of newly introduced affairs. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, إِيَّاكُمْ, this is a warning, this is a tahdhir, this is a warning. And he said, شَرُّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. The worst of affairs, the most evil of affairs, are the newly introduced ones. In the footnote they mention, checking this proceeding, it's the same hadith, part of the same hadith about Al-Irbad ibn Sariya, radiallahu anhu. شَرُّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. The worst, the most evil of affairs, are those that are newly introduced. Shaykh Fawzan said, so al-bid'ah, innovation, sharrum min al-ma'siyah, innovation is worse, is more evil than sin. And the innovator is worse, is more evil than the sinner. So therefore it is obligatory that we are aware of this matter. That we yutanabba, that we pay attention to this matter. We are aware of this matter. وَلَا تَمْشِ مَعَهُ فِي طَرِيقٍ. And do not walk along with him upon any path. Sheikh Fawzan said, because he will have an effect upon you. And he will enter the innovation upon you. Especially when you have good thoughts concerning him. Because of what appears from him with regard to worship and taqashuf, living a life of abstention and zuhud. So his innovation will pass on to you. So it is very dangerous. Just as the Prophet ﷺ gave the example of a righteous sitting companion as being like the seller of misk, the seller of musk, perfume. Either he will give you some of his musk, or you can buy some of it from him. Or at least you will obtain from him a pleasant smell for as long as you are sitting with him. So even if you don't acquire anything, neither by him giving you a gift, nor by his selling it to you, then at least you will have a pleasant smell, you will receive a pleasant smell of the musk whilst you are sitting with him. But as for the evil sitting companion, then he will be like نافخ الكير, he will be like the blower of bellows, I mean the blacksmith. Either he will burn your clothing, or at the very least, you will smell an evil odour from him. In the footnotes they mentioned, this hadith is reported by Al-Bukhari in his Sahih, and it should be hadith 2101, and reported by Muslim, as hadith 2628, from Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, radiallahu anhu, who said, Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, the example of the righteous sitting companion and the evil sitting companion is the example of the seller of musk and the blacksmith with the bellows. So he, in the first of these, the seller of musk, you will not miss out. Either you can buy it from him, to the end of the hadith. Similar to what Shaykh Fawzan mentioned, hafidhullah. Then Shaykh Fawzan said, and this fully applies, I've mentioned the principle of the righteous sitting companion and the evil sitting companion. He said, and this fully applies, this principle, meaning with regard to evil sitting companions, with regard to sitting with the people of innovation. He said, and this fully applies to jama'at al-tabligh. Tablighi jama'ah. Those whom many people have been deceived by today because of their looking at what is apparent from them with regard to worship and with regard to causing the sinners to repent, as they say, and the strong effect that they have upon those who accompany them. Sheikh said, however, they bring out the sinners out from sin and enter them into bid'ah and enter them into innovation. Sheikh makes clear what the Jama'at al-Tabligh, what they do, they take out sinners from sin and put them into bid'ah, innovation. وَالْبِدْعَةُ شَرٌّ مِنَ الْمَعْصِيَةِ. And innovation is more evil than the sin. And the sinner from the people of the Sunnah is better than the worshipper from the people of innovations. So one must be attentive to this. And I do not say this out of dislike for the good which is with them, if they actually have any good with them. But rather I have said it out of hatred for innovation. Because innovation removes what is good. And the bid'ah, the innovations that are with Jama'at al-Tabligh, Tablighi Jama'ah, they have been mentioned by those who have accompanied them and then repented from accompanying them. And many books have been written warning against them and explaining their innovations. Then the Sheikh makes a point, he said, and Sheikh Muhammad ibn Ibrahim, when referring to the former Mufti of Saudi Arabia, rahimahullah, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Ibrahim, he said, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Ibrahim, the fact that he used to make concession for some of them to give da'wah in the kingdom to begin with was because their affair had not become clear to him. But then he gave a hard-hitting refutation of them when their affair became clear to him, as occurs in the Majmu' of his fatawa. In the footnote they give you a reference for that, refer to Majmu' Fatawa of Sheikh Muhammad ibn Ibrahim, volume 1, page 227. Then Sheikh Fawzan said, and he made a condition upon them that they should give da'wah to Tawheed. But they did not fulfill this condition. And he said, and likewise, Sheikh Ibn Baz spoke words in favour of them at the beginning of the affair, because their affair had not become clear to him. So when it became clear to him, when their affair became clear to him, he turned back from that. He returned from that. And he said, لا يخرج معهم إلا من يريد أن يدعوهم إلى الحق والتوحيد وينكر ما هم عليه من المخالفة. Sheikh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, he then said, when their affair became clear to him, no one should go out along with them, except one who intends to call them to the truth and to Tawheed, and one who can criticize what they are upon with regard to acts which are contrary to correctness. I give the reference in the footnote, Majmu' Fatawa wa Maqalat Mutanawwi'a li Sheikh Abdulaziz bin Baz, volume 8, page 296. Then Sheikh Fawzan said, this is what he, rahimahullah, said. Along with the fact that a person of innovation does not accept da'wah. A person who is upon innovation, he doesn't accept you giving him da'wah away from it. A person of innovation does not accept da'wah. And likewise, the person who is upon a manhaj, a methodology, he will not turn away from it, he will not turn back from it, from his methodology, upon which he has given a pledge to his sheikhs. And he said, he's saying, فَإِنِّي لَا آمَنُ أَن تَسْتَحْلِيَ طَرِيقَهُ فَتَهْلَكَ مَعَهُ. For I do not feel safe, I do not feel secure, that you will not come to find his way to be pleasing, and thus go to destruction along with him. Sheikh Fawzan said, this will be the result if you walk along with him. If you walk along with a person of innovation and go along with him, this will be the result if you walk along with him and if you sit with him. And his condition starts to appeal to you, then his innovation will pass on to you so that you find it to be something pleasing and you become an innovator. So the danger from innovation is the danger from the innovators is severe. And how many there are of them in this time. However, it is obligatory that we are aware of what innovation, bid'ah, is. Because some people say everything is innovation. Everything. Everybody has innovation. So Shaykh Fawzan said, so innovation, bid'ah, has regulating principles. I mean, there are principles to show us what is innovation, what is not innovation. Al-bid'atu laha dawabit. That innovation has principles. So when it is confirmed that what he is upon is bid'ah, is innovation, then do not sit with him and do not accompany him. Then Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, he continues, occurs here on page 233. رَأَى يُونُسُ بْنُ عُبَيْدٍ إِبْنَهُ وَقَدْ خَرَجَ مِنْ عِنْدِ صَاحِبِ هَوَى فَقَالْ يَا بُنَيَّ مِنْ أَيْنَ خَرَجْتْ قَالَ مِنْ عِنْدِ عَمْرِ بْنِ عُبَيْدٍ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ لأن أراك خرجت من بيتي خنثى أحب إلي من أن أراك تخرج من بيت فلان وفلان ولا أن تلقى الله يا بني زانيا فاسقا سارقا خائنا أحب إلي من أن تلقاه بقول أهل الأهواء ألا ترى أن يونس بن عبيد قد علم أن الخنثى لا يضل ابنه عن دينه وأن صاحب البدعة يضله حتى يكفر. Saying of Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, Yunus ibn Ubaid saw his son come away from the company of a person of the innovated sects. So he said, O my son, where have you just come from? He replied, from being with Amr ibn Ubaid. He said, O my son, that I should see you coming out from the house of a khuntha, hermaphrodite. One has got the equipment of a man and a woman. That I should see you coming out from the house of a hermaphrodite would be more beloved to me than that I should see you coming out from the house of so-and-so and so-and-so. And that you should meet Allah, O my son, as a fornicator, a major sinner, a thief, and a treacherous person would be more beloved to me than that you meet him with the saying of the people of the deviant sects. Then the Imam said, do you not see that Yunus ibn Ubaid knew that the hermaphrodite would not misguide his son away from his religion, whereas the innovator may lead him astray until he becomes a disbeliever? Just as a small side point here, with regard to the Tabi'i who was mentioned, and he was Yunus ibn Ubaid, and we had a biography just a few lessons ago, and that he died in the year 139, rahimahullah. Sheikh Fawzan said in the explanation, he said, his saying, Ra'a Yunus ibn Ubaid ibnahu waqad kharaja min indi sahibi hawa faqala ya bunayya min ayna kharajta قَالَ مِنْ عِنْدِ عَمْرِ بْنِ عُبَيْدِ, that Yunus ibn Ubayd saw his son having come out from the presence of a person of innovation. So he said, "Oh my son, where have you just come out from?" He said, "From the presence of Amr ibn Ubayd." Sheikh Fazan said, "Amr ibn Ubayd, he was the Sheikh of the Mu'tazila, the head, the Sheikh of the Mu'tazila." قَالِ يَا بُنَيَّ لَأَنْ أَرَاكَ خَرَجْتَ مِنْ بَيْتِي خُنْثَى أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَنْ أَرَاكَ تَخْرُجُ مِنْ بَيْتِي فُلَانٍ وَفُلَانٍ. He said, "Oh my son, that I should see you come out from the house of a khuntha, half male, half female, would be more beloved to me than that I should see you come out from the house of so-and-so and so-and-so." And Sheikh Fazan makes a point here and says, this word is not clear. I mean, in the manuscripts and different versions of the book, printed versions, this word is not clear. Khuntha, literally hermaphrodite, half man, half male, half female. And in some of the versions of it, min bayti hiti, this from the house of a hiti, and they differ about what is meant by hiti. So Sheikh Fazan said, so it is. This is not clear also. I mean, this second word here is not clear. I mean, exactly what is meant, if the word is khuntha, this hermaphrodite, half male, half female, exactly what the meaning is not entirely clear. And if the word is hiti, then it's even more so, the word is not clear what is meant by it. But the Sheikh makes the important point anyway. He said, however, what is intended is that you do not sit with the people of innovations. So if you were to come out from the house of a person of sunnah, but he is a sinner, this would be less serious, this would be easier than you're sitting along with a person of innovation. This is what Yunus was warning his son against, because he had sat with Amr ibn Ubayd, the head of the Mu'tazila. So he's sitting with a Muslim who was a person of the Sunnah, even if he had deficiency in his religion, this would be easier and less harmful than his sitting with an innovator. And even more so, Sheikh Al-Fawzan mentioned an important point here, which is something that people very often ask this question. Sheikh said, and even more so, at-ta'allum, even more so learning from him. In sitting, if it's a matter of sitting with the innovator, that's more serious than sitting with a person of the Sunnah who's a sinner. More serious that you sit with the innovator. Then the Sheikh said, and even more so is the matter of learning. Do not learn from the people of the innovated sects and innovations and newly introduced affairs. Learn with the people of the Sunnah, with the ulama, the scholars of the Ahlul Sunnah, the scholars who are upon correct aqeedah. Just as Muhammad ibn Sirin, rahimahullah, said in the famous Tabi'i, Muhammad ibn Sirin, rahimahullah, just as he said, "Inna hadha al-madin, fanzuru amman ta'khudhu dinakum." He said, "This knowledge is religion. So look carefully to whom you take your religion from." In the footnote, they mentioned reported by Muslim in the introduction to his Sahih. Sheikh Fazan said, so if merely sitting has this danger, then how about learning with the innovators? All the danger that's been described here about just sitting with the innovators, then how about sitting with them and learning from them as well on top of that? So I said, how about learning from them, from the innovators? He said, he's saying, "Wala an talqa Allaha ya bunayya zaniyan fasiqan sariqan kha'inan ahabbu ilayya min an talqahu biqawli ahl al-ahwa." Continues with the saying of Yunus ibn Ubayd, rahimahullah, to his son, "And that you should meet Allah, O my son, as a fornicator," one who commits zina, "fasiqan," a major sinner, "sariqan," a thief, "kha'inan," a treacherous one, would be more beloved to me than that you should meet him upon the saying of the people of the innovated sects. Sheikh Bazan said, he was saying to his son, you're dying as a sinful person, one who has committed major sin, which is less than shirk. If you do so, then you will have hope of mercy. He, the Most High, said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِي وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Surah An-Nisa, the 4th Surah, Ayah 48. The explanation, Allah will not forgive that shirk is committed along with him, but he will forgive whatever is less than that to whomever he wishes. He may forgive whatever is less than that for whomever he wishes. Sheikh Fawzan said, so even if the person of major sin is punished in the fire, then his final destination will still be to paradise, and he will not remain forever in the fire. But as for the person of innovation, then his innovation may lead him into kufr, into disbelief, so that he becomes one of those who remain forever in the fire, because he has introduced into the religion of Allah that which is not from it. Whereas the sinner, he does not say that his innovation is, he does not say that his sin, the sinner does not say that his sin is religion, is the religion. So you're dying upon sin, even if it is a major sin, which is less than shirk, is something less serious than you're dying upon bid'ah, upon an innovation. This speech is very clear. And then Sheikh Bazan, hafidhullah, finished by saying, أَلَا تَرَى أَنْ يُونَسَ بْنَ عُبَيْدٍ قَدْ عَلِمَ أَنَّ الْخُنْثَ لَا يُضِلُّ إِبْنَهُ لَا يُضِلُّ إِبْنَهُ ابنه عن دينه وأن صاحب البدعة يضله حتى يكفر. He said, do you not see that Yunus ibn Ubaid, he knew that the Khuntha, the hermaphrodite, half male, half female, he would not misguide his son away from his deen, from his religion. Whereas the person of innovation, he may misguide him until he becomes a disbeliever. Sheikh Fawzan said, this is the hikmah, this is the point of wisdom in his not sitting with the innovator. But as for sitting with a person of the sunnah, even if he is deficient in his religion and in his iman, then the harm which will come about through sitting with the innovator is worse, is more severe than the harm which will come about through sitting with a person of the sunnah who is a sinner. Because the person of innovation, he will invite towards the innovation and towards opposing the book and the sunnah. Whereas the sinner, he will not warn you against the book and the sunnah. He will not warn you against following the sunnah at all. So here is the difference between how this matter is understood and how this matter is understood. So the most that will occur, if you sit with a sinner, the most that will occur then is that he may cause committing that sin to seem pleasing to you only. But as for his warning you against the sunnah, then no. If you sit with a sinful person, a sinful individual, the worst that would happen there is he'll end up inviting you until you commit the same sin that he's upon. But he won't warn you against the sunnah. Then the Sheikh said, he will not warn you against the sunnah. Rather, he will show respect for the sunnah and honour for the sunnah, contrary to the mubtadi, contrary to the innovator, for he will not show honour for the sunnah. And that's where Sheikh Wazan ends explanation of this point. And just very quickly, from the explanation of Sheikh Saleh al-Suhaimi, hafidhahullah, then he gave quite a lot of explanation, and right at the end of it he said, the point, he said, so therefore, the intent in the author warning against this, warning against the innovators, is that he did not intend to reduce the seriousness of the affair of sins. So indeed, sins, ma'asi, sins are dangerous, and they may corrupt the heart, and they may lead to hardness of the heart, and even to its being locked, and towards disbelief in Allah. But no matter how serious the sins are, then they are less dangerous than innovations, that which splits the unity of this nation. And that which a person does, claiming that he is performing the religion, taking it as something which draws him closer to Allah, the Perfect and Most High. الحمد لله صلى الله على محمد سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك